Hey, everybody. The regime is on their last gasp. We dive into great detail about the smear campaign launched against Kamala Harris. Who is behind it? An unusual cast of characters around the recent internal revolts against the vice president of the United States. Email us your thoughts. As always, freedom@charliekirk.com. That's freedom@charliekirk.com. Make sure you come to America Fest at tpusa.com/AMFEST, December 18, 19, 2021. We have Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, Candace Owens. We have Donald Trump Jr. We have Tucker Carlson, Kayleigh McEnany, and more. tpusa.com/AMFEST, December 18, 19, 20, and 21. Check it out, everybody. It's going to be amazing in Phoenix, Arizona. If you want to meet more people and get out and be around people that share your values, it's tpusa.com/AMFEST. If you want to support our show, you could do so by going to charliekirk.com/support. I want to thank those of you that support our show and do so generously. You guys make what we do possible. I want to thank Bailey for supporting us. Thank you. Jen for supporting us. Thank you. Lisa for supporting us. John from Alabama. Thank you. Laura from California. Thank you. Cameron from Florida. Monica from Alabama. Susan from California. David from California. Sandra from Arizona. Thank you. Ashley from Virginia. Kevin from California. Lisa from Arizona. Sandra from New Mexico. And Greg from California. CharlieKirk.com/support. If you guys want to get behind the work we are doing to support us, we deeply appreciate it. Again, email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA and start a high school chapter or college chapter, you could do so today at tpusa.com. That's tpusa.com, where we play offense with a sense of urgency to win the American culture war. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Hey, everybody. This episode is brought to you by my friends at ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Secure your device, anonymize your online activity, protect your action online. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Help our show out by also helping yourself protect yourself. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. So there's a couple stories that I want to try to put together here. But the first and the most interesting story, quite honestly, and it's interesting in a way that you might think, is the sudden and unexpected kind of shade war and stories that were coming out against Cammy, against Kamala Harris. So late on Sunday evening, on the front page of CNN, were at least six or seven separate stories that were covering how the White House is at odds with one another. On the front page of CNN.com last evening, here's where the headlines were this. Harris struggles with her relationship with Biden. Vice President's team tries to distance herself from fraught situation at the border. Harris looks to turn page as she zeroes in on voting rights. White House goes into damage control after reports of dysfunction in Kamala Harris's office. Five stories against Kamala Harris on the front page of CNN.com. Exasperation and dysfunction inside Kamala Harris's frustrating start as vice president. Now, this is not FoxNews.com. This is not ZeroHedge.com. This is not Breitbart.com. This is CNN.com that is reporting this. Worn out by what they see as entrenched dysfunction and a lack of focus, key West Wing aides have largely thrown up their hands at Vice President Kamala Harris and her staff, deciding there simply isn't time to deal with them right now, especially at the moment when President Joe Biden faces quickly multiplying legislative and political concerns. And continues by saying, defenders and people who came for Harris are getting frantic. When they're annoyed, some pass around recent Onion stories mocking her lack of substantive work, one with the headline, quote, White House urges Kamala Harris to sit at computer all day in case emails come through. When they're depressed, they bat down the Aaron Sorkin-style rumor that Biden might try to replace her by nominating her to a Supreme Court vacancy. That chatter has already reached the top levels of Biden orbit, according to one person who's heard it. She is perceived, according to CNN.com, to be in a weak position that top Democrats in and outside of Washington have begun to speculate privately. Her job as number two is to be helpful and supportive to the president and to take work on who asks her to be intelligence briefing. This is a multi-page hit piece. Double-sided, by the way. CNN.com. And CNN was the driver of this weekend. Play cut 15, just some sound. And this came out of nowhere, by the way. And I'm going to explain all of it to you. Play cut 15.
New CNN reporting describes tension and frustration inside the White House between the offices of the president and the vice president, Kamala Harris. Reading now from the reporting, quote, worn out by what they see as entrenched dysfunction and lack of focus, key West Wing aides have largely thrown up their hands at Vice President Kamala Harris and her staff, deciding there simply isn't time to deal with them right now, especially at a moment when President Joe Biden faces quickly multiplying legislative and political concerns.
The West Wing makes clear they aren't coming to the rescue. That's what CNN.com has. This is an 8-page article. And I think most people are missing the most obvious point here. Why? Why is CNN covering this? Who's driving this story? This didn't just fall into their lap. Trust me. CNN is not doing investigative journalism in the White House. CNN is publishing what they're told to publish. This right here against Kamala Harris was orchestrated, designed, and planned by a Biden loyalist. Let me tell you what's really going on here with Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. In the last couple of weeks, I think and I believe Kamala Harris started to make power moves against Joe Biden. Kamala Harris started to organize support amongst the cabinet. Kamala Harris started to try to get White House staff on her side. Kamala Harris started to become an existential threat because she doesn't fall asleep in meetings and she remembers where she is. And the Biden regime internally started to realize that they might have an issue on their hands. This right here is not an act of God. This is not something that just fell into CNN's hands where it's 8 pages, double-sided. Here are some of the just kind of the sub-headlines. By the way, this sort of article is what they used to write about Trump every single week. What are they having for lunch in the West Wing? Who's saying what? Who's leaking what? The details involved in this CNN story about Kamala Harris is extraordinary. The details are what articles they're sharing, what people are saying in the halls to emails, a leader not being put in positions to lead. New tensions keep piling on old tensions. A sole focus on the president. I mean, it keeps going. You read this CNN.com piece. It says Harris's closest aides frustrate her. And here's the most obvious point. CNN is regime media. The CNN is Pravda. They will do what the Kremlin wants them to do. So CNN is probably taking orders from Ron Klain, the chief of staff to Joe Biden. You see, they saw Kamala Harris start to become a little bit of a threat, start to maybe launch a little bit of an internal campaign. Maybe she has a little bit too much energy. She's getting a little bit too big for her bridges. And therefore, you now see this multi-page, very in-depth piece, and you must ask the question, why? It's because the regime is far more fragile than anyone might lead on. And CNN's just playing a happy role. They were asked to do this. But Ron Klain would only do this. He would only go and do this publicly if he realized that other means of trying to keep Kamala Harris in check have failed. This right here, this has an audience of one person. What I have in my hands right here, this Kamala Harris shade war, this has an audience of one person. It's not Nancy Pelosi. It's not Chuck Schumer. This right here is a 10-page warning shot to Kamala Harris. This right here is a 10-page back off. We're in charge, Kamala, not you. This is a preemptive strike against Harris and her team and her aides. And what this was and is a strategy to undermine any attempts at the 25th Amendment, which is removal of Joe Biden, because it will now look political. Who knows what other stories Kamala Harris might have planted in recent weeks? I want you to think about that. What other stories have we heard about Joe Biden that maybe Kamala Harris and her aides have been leaking against one another? Maybe the fact that Joe Biden defecated himself at the Vatican? Maybe that one, which is a story that's out there. People say, oh, you don't have proof. Yeah, that one's really tough to prove. Hey, everybody. There's so much going on in the world. And whether it's stuff you're excited about or things that you don't want to think about, like everything that comes out of Joe Biden's mouth, you can't always control what's going on out there. But you can control what's going on in your head as far as what you're listening to with a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds in your ears. My Raycons have traveled with me all over the country. In fact, Mikey on our team is an incredibly avid and passionate Raycon fan. In fact, this came up the other day and he just started saying, do you understand how good Raycon earbuds are? And I just said, tell me more. It was really fascinating. I agreed, of course, because wherever you use them, they work really well. Whether you wind down, work, or work out, Raycons are my go-to and Mikey's go-to for on-the-go audio. And the new everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever. With an improved rubber oil look, feel, and optimized gel tips for the perfect in-ear fit, they're impressive before you even start listening. You get 3 new sound profiles to make sure everything you're listening to sounds its best with just the right amount of bass. They have the pure mode, the balanced mode, and the bass mode. And there's also an all-new awareness mode where you need to listen to your surroundings around you. Maybe you're boarding a plane, and eventually, once you get on the plane, you could turn it on to kind of the total sound-out mode. But maybe you need to listen when you're boarding on the announcements. But here's the thing. Raycon offers 8 hours of playtime and 32 hours of battery life. There's also built-in mic, and you could take your calls and your earbuds at the press of a button. Raycons start at half the price of other premium and audio brands, but they sound just as good. And Raycons come with a 45-day happiness guarantee. Right now, Kirk listeners can get 15% off their Raycon order at buyraycon.com/Kirk. That's buyraycon.com/Kirk. At Raycons, to save 15% off Raycons, buyraycon.com/Kirk.
There's so much happening. We have the Kyle Rittenhouse closing arguments. We are going to zero in on that. The creepazoid who is the prosecutor's talking, enough of him. I don't need to hear him. But when the Kyle Rittenhouse defense comes up, we might cut to that for a little bit, Connor. But I don't know. The prosecutor who was actually trying to force a mistrial, by the way. We didn't get into that very much. We were too busy on the other stuff, but I believe that the prosecutor in the Rittenhouse trial was trying to force a mistrial because he knew how poorly things were going. Also, earlier today, I think we have the clip of this. This is unrelated to the Kamala Harris story, which I'm going to get back to in just a second, but I do want to play cut 9. The judge in the Rittenhouse trial dismissed Kyle Rittenhouse's gun charge. Let's play cut 9, please.
We can either measure it, or you can stipulate that it does not meet what I've stated are the requirements.
Not a short-barreled shotgun or a short-barreled rifle, yes.
And then count 6 is dismissed.
Count dismissed, and that's on the gun charge. And why that's significant is that would be kind of a consolation prize for the prosecution. So we're going to keep our eyes on the Rittenhouse drama as it unfolds. I want to zero in on this Kamala Harris story. So Kamala Harris, on Sunday night, all of a sudden was probably flipping through her phone and realized that her own White House, well, not her White House, but the White House is in a massive sabotage campaign against her. At every single level imaginable, whether it be her competency, her ability to handle stress, her irrelevancy, her dysfunction within her staff, exasperation. What you're seeing in the CNN article is a designed missile strike against Kamala Harris. This right here is a political tomahawk missile with precision. This is basically if Ron Klain wanted, or whomever within the White House wanted, to try and keep Kamala Harris in check, you do this. This is not some sort of, this wasn't leaked by Senate Republicans. This is not something that Ted Cruz put together. This is not an investigative journalist from Breitbart. This is CNN.com that is leading the charge. And the question should be, why? How does this help them? Why would they want, on top of the inflation crisis, $85 billion to the Taliban, southern border being wide open, losing historically in Virginia, almost losing New Jersey, losing the defund police vote in Minneapolis, losing the city attorney's race in Seattle, and the kind of harbinger of the red wave? Why is it that now they're leaking against Kamala Harris? Why are they now designing stories to try and derail her? And my working theory is a couple things. The first theory is that Kamala Harris has become a little bit of a threat to Biden, and they know it. And they want to keep her in her place. But number two, I think Kamala Harris has been leaking against Biden secretly. What if Jack Posobiec's special White House source is Kamala Harris? I'm kidding. I'm not. Jack Posobiec has the best White House source. He will not tell me what it is. Human Events Daily, brought to you by Turning Point USA. Maybe he's talking to Kamala Harris. Maybe all the leaks we have of what's happening in the White House lately comes from the vice president's office. All of this is by design. Let's go to cut 11. This is your vice president, everybody. Kamala Harris gets an actual question once, and her response on Russia's threat to Ukraine: I can't talk to you about classified information. Play cut 11.
Is there any sign that Russia is meeting the U.S. warnings to back off of Ukraine? I cannot talk to you about classified information, but we, of course, remain very concerned about what's happening here.
Thanks. Kamala Harris is the perfect example of someone who wants the perks, the privileges, and the benefits of being vice president with none of the work, with none of the sacrifice, with none of the pressure, with none of the sleepless nights. She says, wait a second, why can't I just cackle my way to a book deal, be chauffeured around in motorcades, and eat ice cream all day long? No, instead, Kamala Harris, being in charge is hard. As Aristotle would say, power shows the man or the woman. CNN interviewed 24 people for this story. This here is by design. You do not get 24 people to talk to a reporter unless someone tells them to do that. And dare I say, the regime is on their last gasp. It's fallen apart. Look, more than half the country is currently on a high deductible health insurance plan and on the hook for thousands of dollars of deductibles, copay, and sky high premiums. For many people in the United States concerned about the cost of health insurance, there are no good options. You either go uninsured, or you pay through the nose for a high deductible plan with very questionable coverage, all because of a broken health insurance system. It's like being stuck with an outdated cable TV plan and not knowing about Netflix. I want to introduce to you CrowdHealth. CrowdHealth is not health insurance. It's a better way to pay for medical expenses. CrowdHealth is a community of people who are tired of paying for a broken system. It's a place where you can get simple, flexible, and affordable ways to pay for your healthcare. Being in the CrowdHealth community can save hundreds of dollars monthly and put thousands of dollars back in your pocket. Why CrowdHealth? Well, it's flexible and simple, and also is a membership-based system. It's flexible because membership as a month-to-month subscription, start or stop when it comes convenient for you. It's simple because using their app, you can find any doctor in the country ranked from 1-star to 5-star. And it's a membership-based system where a community of health-conscious members who want to get and stay healthy in return for lower prices. 100% of your monthly membership pays for actual health care costs, helping the whole CrowdHealth community stay healthy while keeping more money in your pocket. CrowdHealth is able to offer amazing prices because of its community of health-conscious members. But they have an amazing offer.
just for my listeners, get your first 6 months for just $99 per month. That's a savings of almost 50% versus their standard pricing and a lot less than one of those garbage high deductible plans. Just go to joincrowdhealth.com/99 or enter code Charlie at sign up. That's joincrowdhealth.com/99, promo code Charlie. CrowdHealth is not health insurance. It's community-powered alternative. Terms and conditions may apply.
The regime has fallen apart. In the Biden White House right now, you have 24 staffers talking to CNN to try and derail and disempower the vice president of the United States. But I will say this, that Kamala Harris has done something Joe Biden has never done. Well, she's done a lot of things Joe Biden's never done, but we're not going to get into that in this show. But her approval rating is 28%. Joe Biden's 36%. So there might be some people in the White House say, you know why we're so unpopular? It's Kamala Harris's fault. In some ways, she might serve as an internal scapegoat. Because remember, within the philosophy and the psychology, that philosophy, in other words, within the psychology of a Democrat is to always blame another for one's problems. Always. This is critical to the existence of a left winger or of a liberal or a Democrat or whatever you want to call it. Instead of saying, huh, maybe we should have armed the Taliban. Maybe we shouldn't have kept the borders wide open. Maybe people are mad about inflation. No. The same way that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez blames other people for climate change, for dissatisfaction, unhappiness, the same sort of way that BLM Incorporated blames systemic racism for injustice, the same sort of way is that Democrats have the muscle memory. They are programmed. They are led to believe that the only appropriate way to deal with adversity is to blame other people. That if you are going through something difficult, if you are going through something that is less than satisfactory, there must be a suppressive force to blame for that. And Kamala Harris fits the bill perfectly. Now, shade wars between presidents and vice presidents are not necessarily anything new. Famously, Thomas Jefferson tried to have his vice president, Aaron Burr, basically tried for treason and killed. Martin Van Buren, who is the 8th president, by the way. Now, you might say, Charlie, how do you know Martin Van Buren is the 8th president? Because I watched Seinfeld. That's all I'm going to say. The Van Buren boys. He's the 8th president. Martin Van Buren ran without a running mate in 1840. Rather than renominate Richard Johnson. Now, we have not seen this kind of internal dynamics since Lyndon Baines Johnson and John F. Kennedy. You see, Lyndon Baines Johnson was a crooked old crow. I'm being nice. Lyndon Baines Johnson, he was a special kind of politician. Johnson was a cheater. He was a philanderer. He was a corner cutter. But Lyndon Baines Johnson knew he had something that Kennedy needed. He was able to regale the Southern Democrat coalition to go vote for the good-looking, adulterer, Catholic, young, soon-to-be youngest president in history. Remember, Lyndon Baines Johnson was anything but loyal to John F. Kennedy. Now, I'm not saying what some of you think I'm saying. I'm not going down the Kevin Costner thing. I'm not doing the Oliver Stone thing. But a lot of people are saying it. Now's not the time. That is a very fascinating topic to get into. That's another Seinfeld reference, isn't it? Back and to the left. Not doing it. Nope, not today. But Lyndon Baines Johnson was always at odds with JFK. They were hardly in rhythm with one another. Joe Biden was with Obama. I don't think Joe Biden really had the wherewithal to mount a challenge versus Obama. I'm not going to say Dick Cheney was undermining Bush, but he was definitely probably more powerful than George W. Bush, especially in 2005, 2006, and 2007 in the White House. Al Gore, forget it. H.W. Bush did try to undermine Ronald Reagan at many turns, but Reagan was smart enough and he had a great team around him to prevent that from happening, in particular, a phenomenal attorney general. We have not seen this type of tension and shade war within a president, vice president since Lyndon Baines Johnson and John F. Kennedy. We have not seen it. Even more so than Richard Nixon and Spiro Agnew and the negating nabobs of negativism, who then resigns and then Gerald Ford becomes vice president. Even more than Jimmy Carter. Who was Jimmy Carter's vice president? Was that Humphrey or was it? It was Mondale, Walter Mondale. My 1970s Democrats, I always get them. They're all so similar. They're all these like Minnesotan socialists. Humphreys, Mondale. That's a separate conversation for a different time. Even Richard Nixon as vice president of Dwight D. Eisenhower was nowhere near as sneaky as what we are seeing here. And Ron Klain, the chief of staff to the president of the United States, is having none of it. Ron Klain is likely the designer. That's a suspicion. It's an allegation of this entire thing. Who wrote this? CNN didn't write it. CNN's the publisher. Okay. CNN. Yes, master. Thank you very much. Regime media. Thank you very much. Publisher. No, no, no. 24 sources, everybody. 24 staffers go on the record to go bash Kamala Harris. 24. I have another theory. I think Jill Biden is involved. I think Jill Biden is protecting her husband. I think Jill Biden sees what's happening. Here's the thing about Kamala Harris. She was picked solely and exclusively because she was a woman of color. And she was not chosen for her competency or for her charisma or her cackle. She was chosen because she satisfied a diversity box that the regime wanted to try and say we have the first ever whatever, 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 and then we're able to get more millions of people to vote for us because they care about that stuff, not actually care about the future of the country. Completely irrelevant, right? Totally irrelevant. But they underestimated how ambitious Kamala Harris is. Kamala Harris, she wants to be president more than anything else. Kamala Harris makes Claire Underwood look like a nun. If you don't know who Claire Underwood is, you know, I used to do House of Cards references all the time. And this generation just doesn't watch House of Cards. House of Cards, by the way, used to be a phenomenal show. It just slipped into total chaos, in my opinion, in the last couple seasons. The first couple seasons of House of Cards, though, spectacular. And actually put Netflix on the map. That's a different conversation for a different time. So who's the one pushing this? And here's the frustrating part, the beyond frustrating part of it, is that as the regime is experiencing its last gasps, and it is faltering, you are seeing the equivalent of the triumvirate of the Roman Civil War about to break apart. You're about to see Pompey v. Caesar, everybody. You're about to see the camps in the White House not talk or not touch. And then Jen Psaki comes out with this bizarre tweet. Preemptive. No one asked her to send this tweet. Where is this thing? It's all the way up in our... up here. She sends this tweet. Here it is. For anyone who needs to hear it, Vice President is not only a vital partner to POTUS, but a bold leader who has taken on key important challenges facing the country. From voting rights to addressing root causes of migration to expanding broadband. Oh, expanding broadband. What is she in charge of, like AT&T's fiber network now? I thought she was the Vice President of the United States, not the head of merger and acquisitions at Google Fiber. Expanding broadband. And how is she doing as a border czar, exactly? How is she doing with our wide open southern border? And you look at the stories from CNN, she says she's incompetent, she can't handle the pressure, her staff doesn't believe in her, she's nasty to people. And I suppose the question then is, who within the White House is the one driving this? And does that matter? If it's Jill Biden, if it's Ron Klain, if it's Jake Sullivan, if it's Jen Psaki, if it's the Jean-Pierre girl who has the beautiful sounding French name, who is it? But what's very clear is that this is likely only done in retaliation, is that the Kamala Harris-Joe Biden tension is only increasing with velocity. But this right here, this story about Kamala Harris, in my personal opinion, means something even deeper. And here's what it is. Joe Biden has no interest to run for re-election in 2024. He will not be able to. He is the kamikaze president. He is the one-term president to try to change the country into a gateway drug into collectivism, into Marxism, into globalism, into borderless society. Deteriorate the currency, indoctrinate the troops, purge the non-believers. But therefore, if Joe Biden is not going to run for president in 2024, then who will? And what this is showing is that Joe Biden, the same as Marcus Aurelius appointing his successor, and he was very worried about Marcus Aurelius, the last great emperor of Rome, to appoint his son Commodus, who is a nutcase. Commodus and Kamala Harris have a lot in common, by the way. Commodus best portrayed in the movie Gladiator. You guys saw, you know, the movie Gladiator of that crazy guy where he has the thumb down, up. That's Commodus. It was done perfectly. Marcus Aurelius is in the first part of the film, and Maximus, played by Russell Crowe. We have no evidence that Maximus ever existed, but it's a phenomenon. There's a separate story. We get into Gladiator trivia later. The point is that in the Roman tradition, post-Roman Republic, the empire, the emperor would always get to pick the successor. And Joe Biden is looking at Kamala Harris and he's doing this. Thumbs down. And he has told Ron Klain and his team, Spartacus, thank you, of course, obviously, Cory Booker, get rid of her. This right here is a play to remove Kamala Harris from ever becoming president of the United States. How's she going to handle it?
If you're looking for ways to skip the trip to the post office and dodge all the hectic holiday shopping traffic, why not save time and money from Stamps.com? Stamps.com lets you compare rates, print labels, and access exclusive discounts on UPS and USPS services all day long. Charlie Kirk here. I could tell you our team at the Charlie Kirk Show and at Turning Point USA, we proudly use Stamps.com every single day. Going to the post office instead of using Stamps.com is like taking the stairs instead of using the elevator. You'll spend so much time and money, and you'll wonder why you didn't start sooner. Save time and money this holiday season with Stamps.com. Use what Turning Point USA uses and use what we use on our show. Use the promo code CHARLIE for a special offer that includes a four-week trial, free postage, and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and enter code Kirk. That's Stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top of the page. Enter code Kirk. Stamps.com. Promo code Kirk. Never go to the post office again.
We as human beings have the ability to use deductive reasoning. This is otherwise known as using a syllogism. A syllogism would be as follows. A syllogism would be that all Democrats are clueless. John is a Democrat, therefore John is clueless. It's pretty simple. So you have a major premise, a minor present premise, and a conclusion. This is very simple. It's logic 101. This has been missing from society, obviously, in recent years especially. But here's how this goes. Joe Biden will not run in 2024. Kamala Harris wants to run in 2024. Conclusion, therefore, Kamala Harris is the most likely to become president if Joe Biden does not run. We know Joe Biden is not governing like someone that ever wants to be up against a political candidate again. They are trying to run it into the ground to fundamentally transform the nation. But I think somebody else is behind this. I think somebody else is behind this 24-source page document. Because in order to do this and navigate it in the close, physical close quarters of the White House, you'd have to be very careful. You know who never got along? There has always been this tension. There are three camps in the Democrat Party. And again, if we had a honest media, they'd tell you about the three camps in the Democrat Party. You have the Clinton thugs, the Obama criminals, and the San Francisco cartel. Those are the three major camps in the Democrat Party. Let me go through that again. The Clintons, the Obamas, and the Pelosi San Francisco Bay Area. Kamala Harris is a creature of the San Francisco political machine. Obama's never gotten along with Kamala Harris. This is something that people do not know and is not well reported. Obama's getting everything he wants right now out of Joe Biden. Everything. And of course, who might want to run in 2024 that could be a threat to Kamala Harris? Who might want to run in 2024 who's a black woman that would want Kamala Harris out of the way? Who would want to run in 2024 who's a best-selling author and is considered to be the savior of us all? What if Michelle Obama's behind all of this? What if the Whitney Young, white-hating graduate who said she's never been proud of her country before, or whatever she said, we'll get the quote, who cares? What if Kamala Harris is the only thing standing in the way of Joe Biden passing the baton back to the very regime that put him into office? When you have 24 people go on the record to CNN of a 10-page article, this is outside of Ron Klain and Jill Biden, everybody. They might be involved. But what I believe this is a preemptive strike, not just from Ron Klain saying to back off Kamala Harris. No, 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 no. This supersonic political missile was launched from Martha's Vineyard. This right here is to try to invalidate, cause chaos, dissension, and put Kamala Harris back in her place. Say, hey, you can get invited to the parties. You can go back, be a senator. You could be Secretary of State. You could be a Supreme Court Justice. But President? No, no, no. There's a plan, Cammy. And the plan is that the first black woman president is going to be Michelle Obama. That has always been the plan. We know that. And Joe Biden was a momentary means to the end to try and further change the political demographics and terrain to try to make someone like Michelle Obama win easily, because I don't think Michelle Obama, the country's not ready for that yet. But Joe Biden was trying to be the means to the end to that place. But not if Kamala Harris wants to be president. Kamala Harris might be able to build political power. Kamala Harris might be able to consolidate support. You see, what you have here is ambition checking ambition. In the Biden White House and regime, you have who's really running the White House, which is Obama. Start to say to Kamala Harris, know your place. It's my wife's turn if she wants it, not yours. And that's what's really going on. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to support us, it's charliekirk.com/support. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.